Welcome, my love, back to the Holy Shift Podcast. I am your host, Poetic. Sorry about that. I am back to finish up the daily card. And it's so beautiful here, you guys. So amazing. I wish you were here. I really do. Alright, let's see if we can get a couple people and we'll finish up. I was in the middle of posting the card before I got called. Hi, James. Can you hear the ocean? Can you hear me? Do we sound okay? That's enough. So I'm sitting here and enjoying the beach. I'm at Salinas State Beach right at the moment. We went to Marina State Beach earlier, last night actually, and drove through Monterey. This is our always go-to spot. The daily card was Trust Your Path. And I will post that on the Instagram. I'm watching the surfer do his thing. There's otters out there. I had a cute little puppy and his owners walk by, and then he turned around 1 second and decided to run back through the waves, which was perfectly fitting for trusting your own path, follow your own path. No, they weren't fighting. I think they were looking for food. There was one, and then it might have been the same one, but I think it was another one because it was really quick. I know they're quick, but I don't know if they're that quick. But they were floating in front of me, so I've seen two of them, or two times I've seen them, so we'll have to look up the otter energy on the spirit totem. They are. Have you seen the, what are they called? The bull, are they a walrus? I don't think they're walrus, but they're elephant seals. Those elephant seals were down the Asilomar, down past that 17-mile drive. And they were going at it. They are vicious-sounding creatures. They really are. They were huge. The other guys, these were just little otter, cute little ones, you know? I don't know if they're... If they fight, they probably do if they want, but they're the cute ones, not the big, ugly, elephant-y ones. I love elephants, but just not those guys. There is such a beautiful, like, it was foggy and the marine layer was here, and since I've been here, it's just moving out and so beautiful right now. The sky is bright and blue. Instead of smoky, and it's amazing. Yes, they are scary. My son always feels like he's big and bad and like, Mom, I'm going to go down there. And I'm like, dude, I love you and you won't survive. But yeah. I don't know if anybody's going to come back and see me in here. I was on live earlier and I had a call and I had to take it. But I decided to come back and finish reading the book for Trust Your Path. I dropped it in the sand, but that's okay. Take a little bit of the beach home. So, if you knew that you would be supported, what would you do? What would you do without the judgment of others, without wondering or worrying what they would think or say or how they would feel about the situation? What would you really do? Go right ahead, babe. No worries. I understand. You too. The universe is conspiring. Keep facing your true north. Keep facing towards your truth and your purpose and your passion, right? Your job is not to pave the path, but to simply follow your truth and take one step after the other, not stressing about what's going to happen or which way you got to go tomorrow. You got to focus on what's to come in the moment. That's what you got to focus on. The universe is conspiring. Don't doubt this. Open your heart and use it as a compass. Follow the invisible trail of what lights you up, and the world will light up without you even trying. Most people don't follow their highest call because they are waiting to see the end destination before they take the first step. See, if you take one tiny step each day, each year you would have been taking 365 steps, 365 pages to a book, 365 topics of conversation for your podcast, 365 pictures for your portfolio. Follow your compass. I am at the beach. Yes, this is the second one. I'm rereading the book because I got interrupted last time, so I was just going to publish this one to fully get through the card of the day. And I will post it on Instagram. It is Trust Your Path. What would you do if you knew you were completely supported? Okay? Write the book. Change the career. Do one small thing each day dedicated to following your true passion. Following what you completely lose yourself in, right? Before you know it, in a year, you'll turn back and look in awe. I'm gonna stop because a year ago, I had went to this retreat. I had my birthday. I had decided a lot of things were going to change for me exactly about a year ago. And it's because I made that decision that I did not want to continue down the victim mentality and the stress and the frustration and every single day that I decided I had to do something drastic and spend as much money as I did as a single mother to do a retreat like that. But let me tell you, it was one of the most amazing things I could have ever done for myself. The people I met, I still talk to almost every day. The practices and the tools that I learned from that retreat, that workshop, I use every day. I have support and community, which I didn't realize was out there before that. And it's just deciding to make your true purpose important. Allowing yourself to be important to you. Because nobody's going to put you first. They will say that, but honestly, truly, we have to put ourselves first, love ourselves, be completely happy with ourselves in order to truly love and contribute to anybody else in any relationship, okay? So, in a year, you will look back, write your goals down, okay? Write something down today for what you hope to achieve in a year. Doesn't matter that it's not the new year. Why not start today? Fuck it, okay? Write that down, and in a year from now, put the envelope, seal it, put the date for a year from now and open it and see where your mindset was, what you were hoping to achieve, and how much you've actually achieved. You won't know until you start how much support you truly have, okay? Keep moving. The book says, open yourself up to a whole new level of support and receiving. Things are not going to work out the way you were planning, but if you have a little faith and keep showing up, they'll work out better than you could possibly imagine, just by following your truth and your joy and your happiness. Don't micromanage the universe. Flow with the current. Okay? Let your soul lead the way. If you knew that you were fully supported, what would you do? Trust your path, guys. You got to trust the path. I took a really cute picture. I wish I could take that background home with me. This little kid is so cute. I wish you guys could see. I love the beach so much. Just the energy, the feeling of being here is so amazing.
Welcome back, Jay Baby. Are you trusting your path, Mama?
I miss you too. My child is getting sopping wet in the ocean, and he's got to get in my car. I am so glad I'm a prepared mom and brought a towel. So I wonder if I had put that car back. Hopefully I did, and we didn't lose it, right? We gotta trust our path, you guys. My path is going to lead me up north today. We may end up taking a picture of the Golden Gate Bridge with a card. We might pull a card at each little stop. Who knows what the day will bring? I don't know. We're just gonna follow the instincts and follow our path and see what it has in store. So, I don't know if you guys remember Lola, but she would grab your worries and your stress when she went to the ocean one day, and she put it in the ocean to be taken away and transformed and transmuted. What would you let go of if you were here at the ocean? You can give that to me and I'll do that for you today. No worries, Jay Baby. My son is over there, and all I have is, like, my purse. I don't leave my stuff anywhere. I keep it with me, and I stop at many different places. Like, I keep all of it with me. The car's, like, right over the hill, a little dune, the sand dune. I don't worry. If I worry about my things getting stolen, or if I'm stressing about that, that's just calling that energy for something like that to manifest in my life. I go with the feeling and the knowledge that the universe completely takes care of me no matter what happens. Things are always working out for me, even if I don't see it in that present moment. It's guiding me to things that, and lessons, and people, and opportunities, and experiences that I would not have had if that other experience had not occurred, right? You got to take it without having so much weight, and that's how you're not so frustrated and angry and held up in the bullshit. And I know that this trip is overdue because I was getting a little fly off the handle-ish with my kid because, yeah, he is a testing child, but, you know, I am me, and I need to practice what I preach as well, right? Don't think about that crap happening. Think about the amazing trip that you're going to have at the beach. Think about your feet in the sand and how it feels to completely free yourself of the worries and the stress of the day. Think about the amazing, enormous ocean that goes around this world and connects continents, right? Think about all the people that are so stress-free and happy just to be here at the beach and just releasing their craziness, the fishermen that are catching their fish and able to feed their families with it. Think about the surfer out there that's completely enjoying himself being at one with the ocean right now. Think about the otters that are catching their fish and just having such fun. You think about all the good things so that you are leaving here with a high vibration and amazing momentum that all these amazing things are going to happen. And then you start to notice the $100 bill that's on the sidewalk in front of you. And you notice the amazing little woman out there singing her little song. And not everybody hears it because they're all in their phones, but you happen to hear it. And you know, somebody doesn't get that experience every day, but you happen to get it. You happen to see the pelicans flying over the waves and just flowing just effortlessly with the crevices of the ocean. It's amazing. Just think about all the amazing stuff. Think about how the ocean transforms that into things that it needs to transform it to. This world works in synchronicity, and it works together, and every single thing, whether you think of it as positive or negative, is here for a reason. You can't have one without the other. It would be a very bland experience if we didn't have contrast. And I know it's hard to see sometimes when we're in the thick of it, but truly, if we didn't have it, we wouldn't be living. So, I appreciate you for getting me going. I like appreciating things. If you get on a rampage of appreciation with somebody, it's a really good thing. Like, try to do it every day. I don't do it every day. Maybe that I should make it a thing to do every day is rampage of appreciation. Spend a minute, spend 3 minutes, spend 5 minutes, however long, just naming things that you appreciate about the day. I appreciate the sound of the waves cleansing my soul. I appreciate my toes in the sand. I appreciate my son having the time of his life splashing in the ocean over there. I appreciate how the ocean and the land connect everything in this world. We are not separate. We are all one. We are all connected like this sandy beach and the grains of sand. We see they're separate, but they are all one, right? You gotta enjoy life and think about how things are always working out for me. That the universe works out for me in ways that I cannot understand. It guides me to amazing things that I will never truly know until I go through the experience. Stop resisting and holding on to the bullshit and just flow. Trust your path. Follow your truth. Trust your path. It's in my pocket. I will again post it on Instagram, you guys. Connect with me at wholeeshift.com. I'll put it in the chat. Again, if anybody has any stress or worries, just imagine it here with me at the ocean being let go, transmuted into an amazing energy of love and joy, manifesting the good, positive things in your life. Things that are in your highest and best good that'll guide you to what's truly meant for you out there. Hi, Peaches. I am going to follow the flow of the marine layer, and that is going to guide me to Aptos and Santa Cruz. So if you guys see me go live later, I am letting you hear the ocean again. We'll see how the day goes, okay? I will post pictures on the Instagram. You can connect with all of my social media if you go to wholeeshift.com. That's wholeeshift.com. That's whole energy shift. We're shifting each other. We're shifting our focus and our perspective. We're seeing the greatest good in all things, even if they seem pushing against us, they're guiding us to what's supposed to be. Anaheim is beautiful. It is busy. I love nature. I would rather go to like Big Sur or Morro Bay, or, you know, just outside of Santa Cruz or just outside of San Francisco. I like to be where there's not so many people. Anaheim is right there. Disneyland's there. And it's a big city in L.A. And there is beach. And there is some pretty stuff out there. Don't get me wrong at all. Try Manhattan Beach. That's not too far from there. As that was my brother's favorite beach, and he used to live on Long Beach. Okay? I love you all. I hope you shift your energy to the good things. Swim and play and enjoy life like these otter in the ocean. Allow the waves to cleanse your soul. Open your heart. I'm serious about that heart math experience, you guys. Just simply look up Heart Math Experience, or when I get some time, I will link it to one of my pages. So if you go to my wholeeshift.com,
You scroll all the way down. You can see the post from my Instagram, the last like six or so. You can go there and I'll have a link in one of those posts. So it'll just, you click on that, it'll take you where you need to go. Okay? Or I might link it onto my page. I don't know if that's allowed or not, but I don't know. We'll figure it out. So you can open your heart and truly feel into what's meant for you, Mike, is what I'm thinking. Instead of you overthinking things, you need to ground yourself and feel with your heart where you need to be. I love you all. Let's shift our focus and our energy and have a wonderful day today. I love you and I'll see you soon. Thank you for joining me.